9th of May, 2021. Dear Ella, thank you for your letter. I'm glad to hear you've been inspired to take up exercise. In June, it will be 15 years since I started running. In that time, I've lost 7.5 stone and gained 3.5 stone. I have many admirers in the village for my longevity and commitment to exercise, but no one comments on my speed and grace. I regularly do up to 5 miles without collapsing or turning the colour of a Belisha beacon, and I no longer get blisters the size of saucers. But it takes me much longer. I continue to run as if I was on board a ship, with my right foot constantly rolling inwards. I see quite a few other joggers on my travels. Most of them come towards me, which is okay. It's the overtakers I can't stand. Bright and lycra-clad newbies trot past, and all I can hope is they trip over a pothole. Imagine how gleeful it is to spot them walking up a hill. Our lockdown is also easing. Only 1 week to go. I know the border problem. You have Spain and France. Imagine running the gauntlet travelling between Norfolk and Suffolk. Anyone who says there isn't a difference only has to listen to Aunt Dora, whose mother came from Norfolk and whose father was born in Suffolk. Suffice it to say, irreconcilable, not least the language barrier. Thank you for the photographs. Those mountains are so impressive. I've reattached one of yours alongside one of the view here at sunset. You nearly got the Taj Mahal, but I thought you might recognise it. This one is genuine. The wood is carpeted with forget-me-nots. As soon as it stops raining, I'll go and take a picture so you can see. It's blinking miserable here at the moment. The situation with Stuart and Samantha is teetering. I have been encouraging my darling daughter to stick with it and emphasising all Stuart's good points. I've also pointed out how boring it would be stuck with us. I reject the idea of any self-interest, but can you imagine Samantha in lockdown? It doesn't bear thinking of. Love to all, Fiona.